It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I think we're on the northwest corner or northeast corner.
My God.
Good God.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did they ask Netflix?
Try again, Mike.
Whoa!
By a real-time comment or technical meltdown.
CP03?
Yeah.
That's not a real thing.
No, it's not.
CP30.
No, you're still off. And on Star Wars Day, too.
May the 4 be with you.
No.
May the 4th. Oh, my.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the little tip.
I miss Mike this week.
I did, too. Yeah, we should have had a Mike segment at the compound.
Mm-hmm.
Played some of his hits from power hours of years past.
Wasn't it the compound where we got off on the meatball tree rant a couple years ago?
That's my favorite compound moment of all time.
Mike gave us so many great moments.
Maybe we'll just replay that at 8:40 and hear that again. The old cannonball moment.
I thought we were going to talk to Mark Cuban. I don't know.
All right. The emergency break of the week is brought to you by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the hardline. He goes by the name of Bob. Bob Sturm. And he's known for asking the long question from time to time. This time, he asked a long question of Tim Cato from The Athletic, who had the big article this week about the Mavericks' dysfunction in the front office and what a big week it's been around the Mavericks. It's a complicated story, so Bob asked a complicated question, but I think for the first time ever, Tim called out Bob for that long question.
This is Tim Cato with us here, and very, very well done piece today that we're talking about. So there is the one thing that sticks in my head that I just wanted to ask you about while you were on with us, and I wouldn't call it a pointed question at all, but it is one that I am curious about. There's no question that this guy got under Luka's skin a few times and other people in the organization. Fine. There's also no question that the entire NBA feeds off the fact that there are a few assets in this league that are at franchises, and the number one goal of the other franchises is to dislodge him and get them to theirs. Is it a stretch to connect the two? Not saying you did, you know, at least as an airtight case, but There are people everywhere that are annoying that you would probably like to dismiss, but I don't know if that would motivate you changing your place of work if you are the centerpiece of the entire business. So I guess I'm trying to work through that, Tim. Does that make any sense?
Oh, it makes sense as a very classic Bob Sturm question. this is right from the playbook.
All right. Well, what do you think?
No. I mean, so there's a million ways.
Oh, man, Bob was pissed.
I think Bob hit a minute 11 on the question.
Dang. See, my theory is that these are all written out, too. See, I think Bob was reading all that word for word.
And again, there are a lot of annoying people out there, but... well, I think that's a classic Bob question.
I want P1 Domo to come up with a cartoon of Bob sitting there asking that question, and it cuts over to the teleprompter as those words are scrolling up on the prompter.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, there's Bob. We don't have time to replay the entire question again, but he is candidate number one.
As Cato's just slumping, slowly just losing all
growing
life
a gray
force.
Beard. It gets longer and longer.
Every time they cut back to him, his beard is longer and grayer.
All right, candidate number two. You know, we have an inside sports medicine show on this radio station on the weekends with Dr. T.O. Soriel, who you are very familiar with, Junior.
Yes, he and I go way back. In fact, before the ticket even started, I used to have him on my old weekend talk show at KRLD when George and I were there.
Yeah. And T.O. offers medical advice. And he had Larry on the line, who was suffering from neuropathy. He had some foot pain. And the advice here is pretty awkward. It's a very awkward medical moment.
Larry, hopefully that was helpful discussion.
Yeah, I guess one last question. Is there any way that I can, I mean, I'm a former athlete, so is there any way I can expect to have my normal function of my foot?
How long have you had the neuropathy?
About a year.
Have you had it worked up?
I'm 52. Do what now?
Have you had it worked up? Has someone tried to figure out why you have neuropathy?
Yeah, they said I'm an alcoholic.
Oh. Well, maybe it'll go away if you stop.
That's brilliant.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Don't know what to say or what to do with that.
We've had some showstoppers this show.
Yeah, don't know what to do with that.
Wow.
All right, so...
do you think he handled that, maybe?
He shut old Larry down, didn't he?
Such a gentle touch that
well,
Dr. Tio has.
About stop drinking?
Yeah, how about it'll go away if you quit?
That's
yeah, that's brilliant.
God, that was awkward.
Yeah, that's brilliant. They're not going to become best friends.
No, but we are going to get some drops out of this. Can't wait for the next really bad point made by someone. That's brilliant.
Oh, you're saying Dr. Tio's point was very bad?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No, huh. Not at all. He was very to the point. I'm just saying we can use it when someone makes a bad point. That's what I'm saying.
The do what moment was funny, too.
Do what?
Do what? One more.
Larry, hopefully that was helpful discussion.
Yeah, I guess one last question. Is there any way that I can, I mean, I'm a former athlete, so is there any way I can expect to have my normal function of my foot?
How long have you had the neuropathy?
About a year.
Have you had it worked up?
I'm 52. Do what now?
Have you had it worked up? Has someone tried to figure out why you have neuropathy?
Yeah, they said I'm an alcoholic.
Oh. Well, maybe it'll go away if you stop.
That's brilliant.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Don't know what to say or what to do with that.
We've had some showstoppers this show.
Yeah. Don't know what to do with that. All right. So
there you go. We're on to something else now.
There's a couple other things I noticed in that one. When Dr. Tio says, hopefully that was helpful discussion. Hopefully that was helpful discussion.
There's another T-shirt. God, we need to go into the T-shirt business.
Yeah, and when Larry identifies himself as the odd hybrid of a farmer athlete.
Former.
He said farmer.
He's an athlete and a farmer.
Played at Louisville.
Yeah, maybe he's a fighting farmer of Louisville.
Can I hear just the first part? I want to hear that. Hopefully that was helpful discussion.
Larry, hopefully that was helpful discussion.
Yeah, I guess one last question. Is there any way that
Yeah, we need a throw pillow for that, too. All right, there is Dr. Soriel with the as candidate number two. Candidate number three actually goes to a P1 who was part of the late-night compound discussion. Blind Kelly, and Gordo, you were in on this.
I was.
Corby tries to align himself with Kelly, who happens to be blind.
Mm-hmm.
And Corby claims that he can relate to what she's going through because he suffers from weird arm. And Kelly was offended by that and says something that you can't say.
We got Blind Kelly in Plano.
Blind Kelly?
She's blind and her name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Wait, I think we've talked to Blind Kelly before.
Yes, we talked to Blind Kelly. Hey, Kelly, guess what? Guess
what? She can't hear you, Corby.
No, she's blind, Gordon.
Oh.
Kelly, guess what?
No.
Kelly, we're in the same boat.
Disabled? I have a freaking arm, and I'm f***ing blind.
Oh, come on, man.
Kelly, you can't see the rules we have posted out here, but there is no cussing on the air.
All right, Kelly.
Sorry.
Well, you get a lot there. You get the Gordo counter play, his counter trade, just like the Washington football team used to run. Of, I think you're going one direction. Now they're going to go back the other way with the blind, deaf confusion. You get Donnie just laughing in the background because he's been served a little bit of that that brown water.
He had overserved himself.
You get a Corby laugh there.
Corby
you
cackle.
Get everything. Yeah, you get all sorts of good stuff there.
I think she had had a few, too.
Yeah, I think so. She thought your joke was funny. Yeah, she was into it. One more time.
We got Blind Kelly in Plano.
Blind Kelly?
She's blind and her name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Wait, I think we've talked to Blind Kelly before.
Yes, we talked to Blind Kelly. Hey, Kelly, guess what? Guess
she can't hear you, Corby.
No, she's blind, Gordon.
Oh.
Kelly, guess what?
No.
Kelly, we're in the same boat.
Disabled?
You have a freaking arm, and I've got... I'm f***ing blind.
Oh, come on, man.
Kelly, you can't see the rules we have posted out here, but there is no cussing on the air.
All right, Kelly.
And as he goes back to the huddle, he spikes her in the back with a, you can't see the rules out here.
Well, because she wasn't on location.
Yes, you had the obvious out.
Okay, yeah.
But I know what you were trying to do.
I wasn't trying to do anything.
Well, you're right. George Donovan's laugh is great.
Oh, gosh.
Corby's laugh is great.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that e-break. All right, so Bob, the good doctor, or the blind Kelly discussion, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, hopefully this will be a helpful vote. I'm going to vote for Bob.
Okay. We crossed us up there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello? Oh, man.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
How about that U.S. men's national soccer team knocked off Mexico, and then our B squad beats Costa Rica?
Unbelievable.
Just die and vote.
Awesome. Awesome. Vote first. Give me Rosengarten.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't do us any good there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Let me tell you, I want to vote for Bob in his minute and a half question. And also, I'm also a PR guy for Jody Dean.
Okay.
And he has an open schedule for George for kicking his ass anytime. Any day.
Okay. Jody and I get along fine. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Wow. Hi, Musers. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, how's it going?
Okay.
Waste
What's going
of time.
On this morning? Come on, people. Let's go. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, this is that bear up in California where that girl pushed me off her fence. All right. I'm here to challenge her. Guy Dale Hansen and that prospector that keeps on popping up everywhere I go. I'm going to challenge them to a 3-round bout on pay-per-view, $29.99. So check it out. All right, I'm sure Donnie will buy it. But go ahead and go ahead and give me sports terms. You got to tighten them up. All right.
I don't understand the bit.
I don't either.
Hello.
He sounded like our official stand-up, though, didn't he?
Maybe.
Kind of sounded like the voice of James Brennan in our official stand-up.
The guy who is. How did he describe himself?
He described himself as high-level handicapped.
Yeah. Yes. We hadn't heard from him in a while. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, welcome back from the wilderness of Grand Prairie, Musers.
Thank you.
Steve Breakman with a sampler platter mashup for you this morning.
Okay.
Sucking on Chili Bob, Cato's Park down by the bay. Sucking on Chili Bob, Cato's 80 miles from Santa Fe. Chili Bob now.
Chili Bob?
Yeah. What was the second part of the phrase?
I don't know.
But he votes for Bob.
There's a baby crying in the background, it sounded like.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Uh-oh.
Hey, would it blow y'all's mind that the BSBB guy and the fake Natalie Maines are the same dude or something?
Yeah, that would blow my mind.
That would be a mind blower.
That would be mind blowing, huh? Hey, Gordon.
Yeah.
It's pretzels, man. Never forget.
It's pretzels. Never forget.
Hey, Craig.
Yes, sir.
Those legs look fantastic.
Thanks.
Awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to respond both for Blind Kelly. Love you, Gordon.
Blind Kelly.
And something, something. Oh. Okay.
And I love you, Gordon.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm really good friends with Blind Kelly, and I can say that she gives...
You are not allowed to call in again.
Ridiculous.
Wasn't there a band called Blind Kelly?
Maybe.
Reckless Kelly.
Yeah. Blind Melon?
Yes. I thought that they both broke up, and then the members joined
Third
each other's
blind
group.
And, okay.
Third Eye Blind Kelly.
Reckless Kelly.
Third Eye Blind Reckless Kelly.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Brilliant.
What is
Dylan?
It's either Dylan or Bob Stern's kid.
No, that was for Doctor medicine. About the.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Quickly, we forget.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
So, how's it going?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
How was the compound?
Great.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Okay. We're taking calls.
Right. We're moving on.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Blind Kelly. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Perfect
same to
vote.
You. That's how you vote right there, folks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, hi. This is Greg. I'm a father of, Miss Dylan's argument.
Okay.
All right. This is a lot of bad bits today. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George, did you know diarrhea is hereditary?
No.
It runs in your genes.
Okay. That's not bad.
Give me the drunk guy with drop foot.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the gay P1. No, not gay. Blind P1.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Oh, man, that was loud. Uh-oh. Hi, you're on ticket radio.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for gay Kelly. I mean, blind.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yay.
Very explosive conversation with Blind Kelly.
Boy, a lot of good candidates this week.
Yeah.
We got Blind Kelly in Plano.
Blind Kelly?
She's blind and her name's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Wait, I think we've talked to Blind Kelly before.
Yes, we talked to Blind Kelly. Hey, Kelly, guess what? Guess
she can't
what?
Hear you, Corby.
No, she's blind, Gordon.
Oh.
Kelly, guess what?
No.
Kelly, we're in the same boat.
Disabled?
You have a freaking arm, and I'm f***ing blind.
Come on.
Kelly, you can't see the rules we have posted out here, but there is no cussing on the air.
All right, Kelly.
Sorry.
Come on, Kelly. How many wins is that for Blind Kelly?
Explosive first win. She's 119 behind Norman. I gamble. Can I run a team? Hitzkus.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I guess that qualifies him.
Do you think Corby's going to try to get a handicap placard out of this deal? The weird arm deal?
Maybe. Yeah. He should.
Poor Kelly.
I know. Hang in there, Kelly.
Getting in on that action.
Thanks for staying up late with the compound.